How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. There are a lot of frustrated media people, me included, because we want to see more debates between you and Rick Snyder. But we also are hearing from the same media folks that the voters don't care about debates. They care about jobs and the economy. What's your take on that?
Well, I'm right there with the voters. I care about jobs and the economy. And I think it's very important to know who's got the plan, who's got the record when it comes to jobs and economy, and that's what a debate is all about. So, I understand, I guess, what people are saying. If you ask them, I mean, do you care about debates? Of course not. Why would they care about debates? And debates can be boring. I don't think it will be with me involved, but we need to know. I mean, Michigan is hurting, and people around the state are hurting. I've been all over the state. And there's two clearly divergent views about how to fix it. You know, Rick Snyder has his plan. I've got my plan. I think mine is better. I think my record is better. And the debate is about really distilling that. And that's why I think we should have a debate, on your program. I think we should have a debate. I mean, we've got a little more than 30 days before the election, a month before the election. What more important thing would we have than to share our views and expose our views and talk about our plans and really lay them out next to our opponent and answer questions about it? That's what we're talking about with the debate, and I think it would be useful. We've got a lot of work to do. A lot of people are looking to us, one of these two candidates, myself or Rick, to fix Michigan, to fix what's wrong, and I think I've got the plan to do it, the Main Street agenda. I think his is more of a Wall Street approach. I've seen his Wall Street approach with Gateway. I don't see what that did for this country or for workers here in Michigan. I've got a plan that's going to help Michigan workers, and I've got a record that demonstrates success here in Lansing as far as creating jobs and improving our local economy.
He claims that he has never, ever outsourced jobs. What's your take on that?
Well, if you look at the span that he was there, I think it's something like 10 years as COO, CEO, board of director, various titles, and you look at what that company did, it wasn't good. Did it have its ups and downs? Of course. But overall, down. And the company's been sold off to the Chinese, and he was a part of that, and he made millions of dollars doing it. I mean, the bottom line is he became a multimillionaire while workers were being laid off. And I don't see any sign that he protested it. Show me where he sacrificed. Tony, when times got tough in Lansing, the leadership started at the top. The sacrifice started at the top. Notwithstanding their idiot fish horse crap, the fact is, I sacrificed. I cut my pay. I doubled what I paid for health insurance. I cut my office expenses every year, and I gave up the city car. What sacrifices did Rick Snyder make when workers were being laid off and that company was being downsized? He pocketed millions for him and his friends. That's the Wall Street way, that's the wrong way.
We've got one more question because we know you have to move on to another engagement. He claims that your attacks on him wanting to take care of Wall Street and business counteracts what you're going to do, because he believes that you're going to take care of the unions and not look after the entire state of Michigan.
I'll put my record against his any day of the week. The fact is, I've had 5 years of balanced budgets, and I got a AA+ credit rating. You know what? There are other cities that are near bankruptcy because they said yes too much. I have a history of saying no, can't afford things. That's my record. I've got a AA+ credit rating. I've got a city bureaucracy 20% smaller than when I came in. Now, was I able to avoid layoffs? Absolutely. I have more police on the streets today than when I first took office. But you know what? Everybody has sacrificed. Every one of the unions at City Hall has sacrificed. And I'm grateful for it. They're partners in our progress. I sacrificed, they sacrificed. That's what it's about, Rick. It's about shared, I'm talking to him now, it's about shared sacrifice. It's about no more trickle-down economics. I know what he's comfortable with is the Wall Street trickle-down way, where we're tired of being trickle-down. You know, if there's going to be sacrifice, it should be for everybody, not just the folks in the middle and at the bottom. If we sacrifice together and if we plan together and we work the plan, we can grow Michigan. And I'm ready to put my plan up against his. I've done it in Lansing. We're growing manufacturing. He says we should give up on manufacturing. We're investing in people, and that's what the state needs to do.
And finally, what specifically are you going to do with the tax laws in Michigan to make this a more friendly state, not only with the tax laws and the tax structure, but with the rules and regulations for business?
Look, I've done it, Tony. I mean, this business about what are you going to do, that's interesting. And I have a plan. Look at my Main Street agenda. It's on my website at voteverge.com. But the bottom line is, unlike Rick, I've been involved in government reform. He talks about government reform. He's got ideas, lofty ideas about it. I'm on the front lines in the trenches, along with Brenda Lawrence, my running mate, actually doing it. See, I do it every day. I've got 20% less bureaucracy in Lansing, but I'm still delivering quality public services. I get more bang for the buck. I know what it is. When he says, when he gives these bromides, these broadsides, like I'm going to make bureaucracy go away, I don't think he has any real clue what he's talking about. I've actually done it. I'm on the front lines doing it in the city of Lansing, and I'm ready to do it for the state of Michigan. I've got the plan. It's the Main Street agenda. It's at VoteVerge.com. I'll hold that up against his plan any day of the week. I hope folks will go to VoteVerge.com and take a look at it.
Mayor, thanks for finding time for 1320 AM.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Tony.
It.
Sure thing.